So the shiur that we're going to talk about today, there's a lot to cover. We'll see how much we do. Hopefully we'll do most, if not all of it, is when should we light Hanukkah candles? When's the optimal time to light Hanukkah candles? If you miss the optimal time, is there any other times that you can light the Hanukkah candles? The earliest time, the latest time? We're going to talk details about that. I thought we might even be able to get some other halachot of Hanukkah into here, like maybe focus on the place of lighting, the order of the lighting, lots of other things. This topic actually is pretty comprehensive, and there's even what I left out from here. It's a pretty comprehensive and very interesting topic, when to light Hanukkah candles.
And another thing, is it possible, like, if the man is working, whatever, that he could have his wife light?
Yeah. Yes, that's absolutely possible. That's a topic that we're not really going to, maybe we'll talk about that a little bit at the end, if you remind me about, you can have a shaliach, an agent, light your Hanukkah candles for you, and that certainly may be a good option if you're going to get home very, very, very late or something along those lines. If you can have somebody light your candles for you, I think the post can say that if it's going to be every day, then you should try to maybe figure out another solution if it's going to result in you not physically just missing out on Hanukkah because you have to be at work every night until midnight or something like that. You can ask, appoint a shaliach to do it for you, but if it's every day, then you should see if you could figure out another solution to the issue. But We'll try to remind me. We'll try to talk about that a little bit at some point, okay, if you remind me. Okay. So we begin with the Gemara, and this is one of the few Gemaras that we're going to see that most of what we're going to talk about is based on this Gemara. How to understand the Gemara and how to read the Gemara. So the Gemara says in source 1, Kafta. I took this out of a middle of a sugya in the Gemara in Shabbos about Hanukkah candles. The Gemara says, Kofta ein zakugla. The Gemara suggested that if your Hanukkah candles are extinguished, you do not have to relight them. So Gemara says, but it's a question. Kofta ein zakugla. Do you really not have to relight your Hanukkah candles? Or minu, and we have a braita that we're about to quote here, and this is our key text for today. Mitzvata misha tishke hachama. The mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles is from shkiat hachama, when the sun begins to set. We're gonna talk plenty about what that means. That's why I underlined it. I'm sure as you know, there's multiple opinions about shkiat hachama, when that is. It's even more complicated than that. We'll talk in a few minutes. Ad shetichla regel min hashuk, until the last people have left the marketplace. So what does this mean? Why does the Gemara quote this? So the Gemara says, "My love, the kavta hadar madikla." This braita that says that the mitzvah is from shkiat hachama until the last people leave the marketplace sounds like your candles have to be continuously lit the whole time. Right, from Shkia until the people leave the marketplace, your candles need to be lit. So that sounds like if they were extinguished, we'll answer, the Gemara answers it. It sounds like if they were extinguished, you have to relight them because they must stay lit for that whole time period. That's why the Gemara quotes this. And the Gemara gives two answers. We're probably not going to spend so much time on these answers. There's a very interesting question about whether these answers are mutually exclusive or they're complementary to each other. So the Gemara's first answer is lo. You don't have to say that. The e lo ad like madlik. The Gemara is just telling you that when the Braita says the mitzvah is from shkiat hachama until the last person leaves the marketplace, that's just telling you that if you didn't light, that would be the time to light it. Right? At any point during that time is when you should begin lighting it, but that doesn't mean that it has to stay lit the whole time. That's the first answer. V'inami lishi. And the second answer is when the Braita tells us that we light from Shkiat HaChama until Tichla Regel Min HaShuk, it's only telling us how long the candles need to stay lit for, but that doesn't, or how much oil you need to put in so that your candles stay lit for a certain time period, but that doesn't necessarily mean that if they were extinguished, you have to relight them. It's like a potential. It needs to have the potential to stay lit. And that's what, and that's what Rashi says. Rashi that I just quoted below this says, Lishiura sheyeheba shemin kishior hazeh. It's just telling you need to put in enough oil to last from shkia until the people leave the shuk. Let's assume it's 30 minutes. That's what the post can say. This is 30 minutes worth of oil.
That's not 30 minutes worth of oil, though.
Why?
But you just said the shear is that entire time.
From Shkia until the people leave the shuk. Well, it depends on when the people leave the marketplace.
I guess we don't know.
It depends. So the folks can be telling.
Because they do leave it dark.
They were leaving it dark, yeah. Right. They were leaving it dark or sometime around dark. We'll just finish the Gemara in a second. Okay. But that's what... I said we weren't going to really talk about it, but can't hold back. If we are saying this is that these two answers are not complementary and they're two separate answers, according to the separate answer, you could light at 2 a.m. if you wanted to, as long as you had enough oil for the time period from Shkia until the people leave the marketplace, right? You could light at any time at the whole night, as long as there's 30 minutes worth of oil in there. That's only if the answers are going against each other, and we choose the second answer, which some of the Rishonim say that. Some of the Rishonim say you can lay it any time because really the Gemara gives two answers, and we don't know which one is correct. So at least from the perspective that the second answer is correct, you could lay it any time of the night with enough oil for 30 minutes. And if these answers go together, we're saying that you must light during this time period. With enough oil to last for 30 minutes, that probably would be the way to read it. Or there's possibly at least one other way to read it, but fine. Okay, the Gemara says, well, what is Ad Shetichla Regem and Ashok, Bad Kama? What is the time of the people leave the marketplace? And the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Bar Bar Chan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Dekaya Rigla De Tarmodai. Until the Tarmodaiim were a name of a people, Rashi tells us, these were the people who sold firewood, so they would make all their sales. Everybody was going home from work right before dark, and they were staying in the marketplace so you could buy wood on your way home so you could light fires in your house. There's a very interesting question that we're also not, as I said, there's a lot not we're not going to talk about, whether the Tamardaim were in fact Jewish or whether they were not Jewish. And the ramification being, when we talk about Pirsum Enisa, we're trying to do it for Jews or non-Jews. And the other question is, even assuming that they're non-Jewish, we're talking about the Pirsum Enisa, are we talking about Pirsum Enisa for the non-Jews? Or are we saying, well, Jews must be the ones going to buy the firewood, so we're just saying that until the Tarmodaim leave the marketplace, because that's when the time that the Jews are going to be buying their firewood. So that's, I think, a machloket achronim about who the Pirsum Enisa is exactly for, and that's based on this Gemara about who the Tarmodai were. It's an interesting question.
So it is, because I never thought, but that would come into play. We discuss like lighting outdoors for Pirsum Enisa. If you, a lot of times it didn't have to, or you were not supposed to because of danger.
Right.
So that would mean then, right? Because then that means the bulk of the people seeing it would be non-Jewish, though.
If it was
if you were in a non-Jewish area,
so
then the question even beyond the danger whether right. it even applies Pirsum Enisa.
Right. Right. So there's an interesting svara that Rav Moshe Feinstein gives, I think, we'll talk about this towards the end about making a bracha. Like, let's say if you come home at midnight and you're the only person awake, should you make a bracha when you're lighting your Hanukkah candles? So I think Rav Moshe Feinstein says that you should in fact make a bracha. Most poskim say you shouldn't because nobody else is around. Light your candles without a bracha. You should light the candles, but don't make the bracha because there's nobody around to do Pirsum Enisa for. So I think Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if you were in an area where you were a hermit, I don't know, you were living totally by yourself, there's nobody else around, would we tell you at 5 p.m. not to light Hanukkah candles because there's nobody around? He says no, we would tell you this is the time to light Hanukkah candles, so you should light the Hanukkah candles at 5 p.m. even though there's not a single person around you. So he says, just like you should light it at 5 p.m. if nobody's around you, you should light it at 5 a.m. if nobody's...
With a bracha
with nobody's around you. So then... The reason I thought of that was because your scenario about non Pirsum Enisa, right? It could be that there's different understandings of Pirsum Enisa. I think Rav Moshe says that Pirsum Enisa for non-Jews is not okay. Also, this one I would have to I'd have to double check. Not everybody. The Achronim talk about this.
The hermit scenario is not so unlikely any longer because you have somebody living by themselves, and if you light indoors.
Right.
By yourself, you light
right. Doors, right.
And
yeah.
That's really the yeah. case. No yeah. one's going to see your
We could like by the window in that case.
You could, if you live in an apartment. But there's so many. It's not necessarily.
Yeah.
It's not really an unusual.
If we have, we'll have to. I'm not sure about next week. Maybe next week we can talk. If there we have a shear, I have to see the. I think my kids are home, so I have to figure that out. But maybe we'll talk about the location. We could talk more about the Pirsum Enisa because it's also a very interesting topic. Okay, so the Gemara says, and we're gonna, the Gemara says that we light from Misha Tishka Chama until Ad Shetichla Regel Men Ashok. So the Rambam has a shita that we don't necessarily Paskin like, but we'll see that that certainly some of the Achronim are try to include the Rambam in their explanation of when we should light Hanukkah. So the Rambam says in source 2, Ein madlikin neir Chanukah kodim shetishka chama, right? Like we, Rambam says, even more so from the Gemara. The Gemara says the time to light it is from Shkiat HaChama. The Gemara might leave open whether b'di'eved you can light it earlier. The Rambam is very clear. You cannot light, you must light it from Shkiat, you can't light it before Shkiat HaChama. Ela im Shkiata lo ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. The Rambam says, you light Chanukah at Shkiat, not earlier, not later, at Shkiat. And then shachach ohizid v'lo hidlik. So what happens if you didn't light at shkia im shkiat hachama madlik v'holech ad shetichla regel min hashok? You can light for until the people leave the marketplace. Where the Rambam tells us kamo who's manzek kimo chatzi sha'o yeter. It's approximately 30-ish minutes. Okay. So the Rambam says over. Then he says over's manzek eno madlik. The Rambam says you can only light Hanukkah candles from shkia until 30 minutes after shkia. After that, that's it. No more, you lost your opportunity, no more mitzvah. No more mitzvah. So we're going to see that we're going to, I think that the compromise that we ultimately come to is going to hopefully have included the Rambam. We'll see, we'll talk about this manim from here, from the shul later on. Okay, and v'tzorach litein shemed b'ner k'dei shetihiyeh dolekev olecha ad shetichla regel min hashok. The Rambam tells us something that else that's very interesting, that if the time to light candles is from shkia until people leave the market 30 minutes later, then let's say the ideal time is at shkia, and you put 30 minutes of oil in. If you lit 15 minutes after shkia, the Rambam says you should only put 15 minutes of oil, because you only needed your candles to be lit for 30 minutes until, once the people left the marketplace, the mitzvah's over, there's nothing else to talk about. So this is maybe more of a diuk in the Rambam. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan reads the Rambam. I'm sure it's possible that other people read the Rambam differently. And the Rambam even says that the last line of the Rambam, just skipping a little bit, is that after this point, you can even put it out. After the people leave the market 30 minutes later, if your candles are burning, you could blow them out because the mitzvah is now over. Okay. So if you see anybody who lights at Shkia, they're at least partially basing themselves on this Rambam, that it's the ideal time to light. And if you don't even light for those 30 minutes after Shkia, you lost out on the mitzvah. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan, we'll probably have to skip it. We'll do the second one, the Sif Dalet. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Dalet. Now we'll talk a little bit more about Shkia. What exactly is Shkia? We know the Gemara says you have to light from Shkia when the sun sets. Yeah. When the sun begins to set, the Rambam says that means exactly at sunset. So the Aruch HaShulchan and Sif Dalet says, V'dad digam be'ikar hazman nechelku ha-Rambam imator v'ha-Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to see the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. The Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like this Rambam. So that's a good thing for us to know. The Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like this Rambam. The Rambam katav im shkia v'hainu b'tchila tashkia. So I probably should have said this earlier, and we'll come back to this also shortly, but the Gemara says shkia in a few different places, and it's a little bit unclear and possibly contradictory what time Shkia is, whether it's at the beginning of Shkia or at the end of Shkia. And in fact,
because you're saying Shkia.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. The beginning of Shkia is sunset. Shkia versus
is one time or the
so that's the time, right. So when the Gemara says Shkia, I'm presuming it means one time. But the question is, let's say Shkia today. Here, I turned the calendar back a page because I had already turned it to the Chanukah. Today is here. Shkia is at 4:38, and they have the timing for Kriya Shema as 5:05. So let's assume that's safe. We'll assume that. Okay, so when we say Shkia, do we mean 4:38, or do we mean, I don't know, 5:04, the end of it? The end of it is the ideal time to light the beginning of Shkia or the end of Shkia. And it gets even more complicated, and we might talk about this down the line with times for davening, is that Rabbeinu Tam understands, because of the contradictions in the Gemara, that there's actually two Shkias. There's two times that we call Shkia. One is the earlier one, and one is the later one. So that's part of Rabbeinu Tam's understanding of the whole thing, that Seda Kochavim is 72 minutes after the first Shkia, and And 60? What's it? 72 minus, I think it's 58 and a half minutes after the second shkia is 58 and a half minutes after the first shkia for Rabbeinu Tam. Wow. He we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that in a few minutes. So the question is, so the Rambam understands the Gemara that we're talking about the beginning of the Shkia. So the end of the line here, Aval Hatur Veshulchan Aruch Katvu B'Sof HaShkia. They say, no, when the Gemara says Shkia, it's not talking about the beginning, it's talking about the end of Shkia. V'hainu B'Tzeita Kol Chavim. The end of Shkia really is the same time as Tzeita Kol Chavim. So we're going to see in a minute. The Shulchan Aruch says, when do we light candles? We light candles at the end of Shkia, which is Tzeita Kol Chavim. So for the Shulchan Aruch is the polar opposite of the Rambam. If you light candles at the time of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam would tell you you didn't fulfill your mitzvah because it's already 30. You're 30 minutes, about 30 minutes after. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'davar zeh tolei b'machloket b'ikar zman Shkia tachama im zehu tchilat Shkia o sof Shkia. So it's part of the machlokes. The Rambam Savarle, Duhu Tchila Tashkia, the Rambam says it's the beginning, and the Tur thinks, and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch think that it's at, they go with Rabbeinu Tam, that it's at the end of Shkia. And he says, Va'olam, and this is important, Va'olam Noagim Ke'atur Vashulchan Aruch, Mevarachim Ner Chanukah Achar Tfilat Arvit. So he says, and we are the Minhag, and it, which follows the Shulchan Aruch, is we really light Chanukah after Tzeita Kol Chavim, but we're still gonna, there's still more to talk about. He says, "Aval yesh noagim ke Rambam." There certainly are people that are knowing like the Rambam. And mavarchim achar mincha lizman tchilat ben hashmashot. And then he says, "Va'avag avdi ha'idna hadlaki hi babayit." Even though nowadays we light in our house, which might throw everything off. We'll talk about that also later. Right, even though nowadays we light inside our house, we're not so concerned for the people walking in the marketplaces because we're not lighting outside, we're lighting inside. It's still good to light Hanukkah candles at the time the Chazal told us, and that is either at the beginning of Shkia if you're the Rambam, or the end of Shkia if you are the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, and it gets even more complicated. But just to see the Shulchan Aruch in source 4, I quoted the Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Ein malikin ner Chanukah kodem shetishka chama, ela im sof shkiata." At the end of Shkia, which the Mishnah Berurah says, is "Hainu tzeita kol chavim." Okay, Shulchan Aruch says, "Tzeita kol chavim lo ma'achrim velo makdimim." He says the Shulchan Aruch says, "Not later, not earlier." In the next halacha, he's going to talk about doing it later. And here he also says, "V'yesh misha omer sheim hu tarid yachol lahakdim yiplaga mincho lamalu vevad sheitim b'shem enad shetichar regem en hashuk." An important thing to know is that in a really extenuating circumstance, the earliest time you can light candles is plag hamincha. So plag hamincha. So the calendar, the Pinei Shmuel calendar, they put plag hamincha in every day, I think, so that they don't do that any other day of the calendar. But they, when Chanukah, on Friday they put plag hamincha in, so that if you want whatever. But on Chanukah they put plag hamincha in a very extenuating circumstance. You could light your candles as early as plag hamincha, as long as you put enough oil that it's going to get you to 30 minutes after Tzeita Kol Chavim. Well, I guess for the Rambam, you could be 30 minutes after Shkia, but
Erev Shabbos you're lighting earlier.
Erev Shabbos you're lighting earlier, right.
So that's what you're relying
on. So Erev Shabbos, you're lighting it after, yeah, you're lighting it after Plag. It's well after Plag, but it's before these other times, right, because you have no choice, yeah. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this is what we do that you can, on Erev Shabbos. On other circumstances...
Is that why it carries forward then? Since you're doing it, you can do it, you have no choice, but on Erev Shabbos you're doing it then, so then it's applicable then to other days of the week.
I didn't look too much into this. I think it's because you could theoretically daven Marv after Plag and Mincha if you davened... if you daven mincha before, so it could be that we're going to start to call that night. It's close tonight. Maybe it's based on the Maharam at Rothenburg has a... I think he's the only one who says this, but he's obviously one of the most important earlier Rishonim, where he says that the best time to light is when there's still light outside, so it's obvious that you're lighting it for Hanukkah, not for any personal use whatsoever, because you don't need it, because it's light outside. A lot of the other posts can take the opposite approach, that candles only work when it's nighttime. Maybe we can't even consider them to be real candles if they're not giving off anything during the day, but the Maharam says that really during the daytime is good to light, because it's obvious you're not lighting it for your own personal use, you're lighting it for Hanukkah, so it could be based on that also, but... And there's a machlokas about making a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says you can even make a bracha. Where this comes up, and this is what Avraham started to raise at the beginning about an agent, is these are hard questions, and we're not going to talk so much about them. If there's a question, you should definitely ask a rabbi whether you should light at Plag HaMincha or ask an agent to light for you on your behalf in your house after when it, at the regular time?
Oh.
That's a very hard question. I think most of the poskim do say that it's better to have an agent at that. At that point, it's better to have the agent light during the right time as opposed to you lighting during plag. It happens if people go away or they're going on a trip or lots of other circumstances where it could be better for them to light. Probably, so we were talking about soldiers before we started, maybe a soldier who's going on a long excursion, some type of training exercise, right? So it's possible that he, for 24 hours, that they, maybe they can only time they can light is at 3:45 p.m., which is after plag. So those are hard circumstances that should the soldier do that, or should the soldier ask one of his friends on the base who's not going to light for him? That's a hard questions. Should you light, if you're going to come home at midnight, is it better for you to light at midnight or ask or have somebody light on your behalf at 5 o'clock? That's also a hard question. And that there's a bigger debate, I think, in the
I was going to ask, is it better to light after plag mincha or at like 11 o'clock at night? You know?
I would guess it's probably, given those two, probably better to do the later one.
Yeah.
It's just, if the question is whether you can have somebody light it on your behalf or you
right.
light it at 11 p.m.,
right.
I think that's already a harder question. So, fine. So the Shulchan Aruch says, so shkia, but you could do it earlier. And now the Mishnah Berurah tells us, we'll see this Mishnah Berurah inside. Mishnah Berurah in Source 5 says, because sha'az ha'am overin v'shavin v'roim b'veito v'iga pirsumei nisa. This is the time that people are moving around, and there's going to be pirsumei nisa for the people that are going home. And then achein be'erev Shabbos makdimin, like we just said, on Erev Shabbos we light earlier. And now we're going to talk about the times to light Hanukkah. V'hine ha'machaber satam kida'at ha'tor. The machaber quotes the Torah v'siyato desvirale. The Shulchan Aruch says the time to light Chanukah is the end of Shkia at Seder Kochavim. Aval bi'emet, the Mishnah Berurah then now tells us, but the truth is, yesh harbei rishonim disvira lehu dekavanat ha'gemara hu al techilat Shkia. A lot of the rishonim disagree with this. Right, so we saw before the Rambam says it, we go by Shkia. He quotes here, a lot of the rishonim disagree. So there's a lot of Rishonim that say we're talking about not the end of Shkia, the beginning of Shkia, but they're not talking, the Rambam was talking about the Shkia that we would say would be at, what did we say, 438.
Right?
The Rambam, a lot of the other Rishonim say we're not talking about that Shkia, we're talking about Rabbeinu Tam's Shkia, which is 58 and a half minutes after 4:38 approximately. Yeah, almost an hour later. So let's say 5:35. Meaning they all fundamentally agree. We're talking about the beginning of Shkia. It's just the question is, which Shkia is it? Is it the first Shkia? Is it the second Shkia? Meaning that a lot of the Rishonim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch that we laid it at the end of the Shkia periods, and they all agree we laid it at the beginning of the Shkia periods, with the machlok is about which Shkia we're talking about.
It's a side issue.
Yeah.
Shkia, I mean, don't we translate Shkia as sunset?
Yeah.
So from a practical, I mean, how could you call Shkia 58 minutes late, 5:35 when it's pitch black already?
Right. So I saw quoted, I didn't look too much, the Zmanim is like, it's complicated and it's at least a shear in and of itself. I saw quoted that that's one of the Vilna Gaon's points about against Rabbeinu Tam Shkia is that we look outside and we see that it doesn't take 1 hour from the beginning to the end. It takes much, much less than that. So that's one of the, it's possible that different, I mean, I think everybody talks about how in different places it's different times.
That is true, because in America, I think it's much longer.
That's what they say. Specifically in regards to Hanukkah that I've seen it, is that the poskim talk about how there's a longer Shkia period in the United States than in Israel, where here, could be, these are like halakhically 13 and a half minutes, 15 minutes. The common we'll see in a few minutes on the next page, where we commonly assume that Shkia, that Seid here is 15 or 20 minutes after Shkia, which is pretty short. I think in the United States it could be 30 or more minutes. So that would be around the approximate time to light Hanukkah candles would be about 15 to 20 minutes after Shkia. That would be, which would be like already Seid HaKochavim, at least according to some. Okay, so, but yeah, no, you're right. It's harder to say that it takes that long. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah tells us. Hold on. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that a lot of Rishonim really say they were talking about Shkia. that we're talking about the beginning of Shkia. And he says, and this matters because for all the people who usually daven Marv at Seit HaKochavim, what should they do? Right? Usually you daven Marv at 5:15. We'll call that around about Seit HaKochavim, give or take a few minutes. So now, should you light your Hanukkah candles or should you daven Marv? What are you supposed to do? Both of these have mitzvahs. Both of the mitzvahs both of the mitzvot are at the same time. So based on that, the Mishnah Berura suggests that you should, in fact, it seems to say that it's appropriate to light earlier than Tzeit, because most of the Rishonim say that the time to light is earlier in the first place. The time to light is really Shkia, the beginning of Shkia, not the end, which is Seit HaKochavim. It's just we have this machlokas about which Shkia it is. But most of the Rishonim do say that we're talking about the beginning period. So the Mishnah Berurah says, certainly if the Rishonim say we're talking about the beginning period, then in a case where Marv is at Seit HaKochavim, it's a very good idea to light 10 or 15, to light 10 minutes before that, because you're going to be fulfilling your mitzvah, according to most of the Rishonim, who say that the best time to light is really not at the end of the period, but at the beginning of the period. And also, the Mishnah Berurah points this out in the Bi'ur Halacha that we'll probably skip, but the Bi'ur Halacha later on, where he says, and there's an added benefit, and the added benefit of lighting earlier, at least a few minutes earlier, is that you fulfill the mitzvah according to the Rambam. Because the Rambam said, remember the Rambam said that once you had 30 minutes after your Shkia, that's the end of it. So if you decided to daven Marv first and light Chanukah after, right? Like, they're both at the same time, right? We said if the ideal time to light is at Seit HaKochavim, is the Shulchan Aruch says Seit HaKochavim, and now you have the two mitzvahs, you have Marv and you have Chanukah candles. If you daven Marv and then you light Chanukah candles after, you will not have fulfilled your mitzvah according to the Rambam. Okay? So the Mishnah Berurah suggests, and the Mishnah Berurah recommends that you do it earlier. You light Hanukkah candles earlier, which would explain, and we'll come back to the calendar here a few times, which would explain why in the calendar, the Shul's calendar here, there's a separate time just on the first day, this is for the second day of Hanukkah. Halakha Ner Hanukkah, they have a time in here, it's at 5:03, Shkia's at 4:41, so approximately 22 minutes later. That, I'm not sure how they got to 22 as opposed to 20, which I think seems to be, we'll see in a second, that's a more standard number, but they have Halakha Ner Hanukkah, which is at 22 minutes after Shkia, it's about the time of Seit HaKochavim, but it's very possible to argue that it's also a little bit earlier than Seit HaKochavim. They have Kriyat Shema here at 5:08. So let's assume that Seit HaKochavim, 5:08 is Seit HaKochavim. Candle lighting, they put 5 minutes earlier at 5:03. At 5:03, if you lit at 5, I don't think that really, you know, I don't think that means like you're not allowed to light. But it doesn't mean you can't light before then. But we're saying it's good to light closer to Seit HaKochavim, but not after Seit HaKochavim, because then you miss it for the Rambam. And since all the Rishonim say that the Shkia is the right time to be lighting anyway between Shkia and Seit, so you fulfill it, you can light your candles close to Seit HaKochavim. It sounds like you basically get everybody's shita in there.
Wow.
So this is why the shul. I think this is why the shul here says light Hanukkah candles and then Marv. They Marv at 5:20, so you can light Hanukkah candles and go to Marv. Just, we'll come back to the Mishnah Berurah in a second, but there was a very interesting svara that the Pinyanei Halacha, the Rabbi Melamed, quotes against this. And I found it to be very interesting. This is in one of the sources later on. I put this in Source 10. We don't have to see it inside. Here, I can just read it inside from Source 10, the second half of Source 10. He says, V'yesh lahosif. This is 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up from the bottom after the parentheses. Where he quotes the Mishnah Berurah, and he doesn't necessarily agree with the Mishnah Berurah that it's always better to light earlier. He says that he thinks that the Rishonim don't necessarily agree to that. The Mishnah Berurah said most of the Rishonim say it's good to light from Shkia. He's not so on board with this, but then he adds a very interesting idea. Right, a lot of we sing, Mosor, we'd sing. Mm-hmm. Other Hanukkah songs, lachalik liyaldim mamtakim, you give out candy and things to your kids. Vizim mekasher otam lemitzvah lenes, and we're making everybody participate in the mitzvah and in the Nes of Chanukah. If you sing and you dance and you give things out, and if the father has to light his candles 10 minutes before, then run to shul. You're losing out. You're missing out on something. So very nice. Okay, so he does not think that. That would be the better solution. I think he thinks that really Yishalei would say to Kochavim, so daven Marv in the regular time, and then run home and try to do it as quickly as possible, because the mitzvah already started would say you should try to do that quickly. That's what the Panini Halacha suggests, that we light at Seder Kochavim, but if somebody's minhag, which a lot of people, is to daven Marv, you go to the first Marv, so go to the first Marv and go home and light. If your minhag is not to daven, you just always go to the 8:15 or the 9 o'clock Marv, so fine, so just light at 5:05 or 5:08, and just go to Daven Marv later like you normally would.
Why aren't they bringing up, the Davening Mariv can be done, there's no
window. Oh, your question is, if you normally Daven Marv at 5:10, and we say candle lighting is also 5:10, why not just light candles first?
Well, that, or even even if you don't have a set time to Daven Mariv, but since there's no window. Here we're talking with Hanukkah candles. Somewhere there's a window.
So regarding Marv, so the Mishnah Berurah in Source 5 then continues and says that if you happen to not light Hanukkah candles a bit earlier, like he just recommended, what should you do? You didn't light your Hanukkah candles at 5:03, and all of a sudden it's 5:15, and you say, oh, Marv's in 5 minutes from now, should I go to shul or should I stay home and light Hanukkah candles? And you normally do daven at that Marv. So he suggests two reasons why it's better to daven Marv, even though you're missing out for the Rambam, because one, we say Tadir Visha Inu Tadir Kodem, right? We recommend that the more frequent thing is the one that you do first, right? And you daven Marv every day. But more than that is that in Marv we have the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and that's a mitzvah Daraita. So what he's telling you is better, especially if this is what you normally do, do your mitzvah Doraita Marv before your mitzvah Derabanan to light Hanukkah candles. Okay. And then regarding your second point, which we're going to be also coming to shortly, is that we sort of alluded to in the Aruch HaShulchan, is that things might have changed a little bit regarding multiple factors of the Gemara, such as Ad Shetichla Regel Min HaShuk, that very well changed, that it did change, because nowadays there's buses up and down the street all till midnight, and there's people walking around all the time, and the shul has all these Marv at 11 p.m., so there's people walking to shul. So that aspect changed of it, and the aspect that we generally tend to light indoors, which changed things too, so we're not even lighting for the people in the shuk, we're really lighting for the people in our house. So it could be that even the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that, I think it's Aruch HaShulchan, that even the Rambam would agree that nowadays things might have changed, where the Rambam who said you only have that 30 minutes, that's only when you're lighting for the outside. But if you're lighting for the inside, obviously that's a speculation, because the Rambam doesn't indicate, but the Aruch HaShulchan thinks that even the Rambam would agree that you could light later on as well, nowadays.
From a practical standpoint, just so you know, when Seisach HaKovim is what time?
I'm going to guess for them it's 5:08. So, that's what time they put Kriyat Shema for Marv.
That's a later time than normal Marv.
I think they push Amar 5 minutes.
So
yeah.
Gilgal on Chanukah Davin has a Ma'ariv minion, which is earlier, so that I think you can Davin Ma'ariv and then be home and like Seisach HaKovim to light candles.
Oh. Okay.
Does that create a problem with Kriyat Shema then?
So I think Bidi Evid, if you say Kriyat Shema after Shkia, you fulfill the mitzvah.
And you wouldn't repeat it.
And it's a good idea, but I think I heard a rabbi talking about this between Vincha Marv once in one of the shuls. I think he said you should repeat it, but if you didn't, then you still fulfilled your mitzvah, which is why he was talking about better to daven at, you know, some shuls will have the early Vincha Marv, the plag one, and some of the later one. The plag one, if you say Marv, you must repeat your Shema after that to fulfill it. You fulfill your mitzvah Marv after plag, but you didn't fulfill your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema after plag. But in that case, I think that it's just interesting that the post game don't say, well, move Marv earlier. I know of shuls in Toronto that did that. The shuls very mockpit about waiting till Seif for Maariv. But in Chanukah, the rabbi didn't speak for 15 minutes between Mincha and Maariv. They went straight into Maariv, so you could go home to light your Chanukah candles. Okay, so we still have plenty to cover. So the next thing to know, basically what we're saying now is that it's very good to daven at to light Chanukah candles at Seder Kochavim. If you did it a little bit earlier, that would seemingly be okay. So if you wanted to light it before, fine. Otherwise you should light it. I omitted. The end of the Mishnah Berurah makes a very, very good suggestion, a very practical suggestion. He says, if you daven Maariv and light your Chanukah candles afterwards, the best thing is really to set them up before you go to shul, so you waste the least amount of time, you light it as close to tzeit as possible. Even if you wanted to assume that the mitzvah is ending sometime thereafter, 30 minutes after tzeit, if you want to make any sort of assumptions that the mitzvah is gonna end sooner, at least you'll get home and you'll light right away, as opposed to first setting up your candles, and that takes a long time. It always takes, unless you get those pre-made oil or whatever that you don't have to pour and do the wicks. Otherwise it takes a long time, which is a very good suggestion. Good suggestion is that if you're gonna daven Maariv and then go home to light, have everything set up in the beforehand. So the Gra, noteworthy, and this is now gonna get us into in Yerushalayim. As far as I know, there's a lot of people who light at Shkia. A lot of people that light very early. So that is, well, we saw that the Rambam says that that's the time to light, but I think it's largely based on the Gra in Source 6, where the Gra quotes that when the Gemara says Shkia, it could mean the end, it could mean this, and he quotes that he thinks it means the beginning of Shkia, and he says, V'chein Ikar. That the Gra thinks that when the Gemara says Misha Tishka Chama, that means at the very beginning of Shkia, that's the time to light. So based on that, the Vilna Gaon's Talmidim came to Israel and they followed the Vilna Gaon's practices, is that you'll see a lot of people will light right at Shkia, because the Vilna Gaon understood that's the ideal time to light Chanukah candles, but you still have to put in enough oil to last for 30 minutes after Tzedek Kol Chavim, presumably.
Yeah, I'll keep continuing.
Okay, so halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Borofsky, and I should have pointed out that so far most of these sources came from Rabbi Borofsky. Rabbi Borofsky points out that really the general practice is to light at the beginning of tzeit, which is 20 minutes, and the Pnine halacha says the same thing. He talks about he talks about 20 minutes. But what he tells us, and the Pnine halacha spells out in that footnote, is that when we say 20 minutes, we're largely, not compromising. We're largely compromising to accommodate all the shitot, because 20 minutes is possibly 20 minutes is a little bit of an earlier time for Tzedek Kochavim. So, for example, the Panini Halacha says that usually he paskins that Tzedek Kochavim is for Kriyat Shema, which is a mitzvah d'oraita. He paskins 30 minutes. Tzedek Kochavim is 30 minutes later. So for Chanukah, which is a mitzvah d'rabanan, he paskins, we can consider Tzedek Kochavim to be 20 minutes later. So now you light 20 minutes after Shkia. It's maybe, according to the more lenient Shito, that's already Tzedek Kochavim, which is now the ideal time to light for the Shulchan Aruch. And according to a lot of the other Shito, it's not necessarily Tzedek Kochavim, but the end of Shkia, which is the ideal time to light for almost all the Rishonim. And for the Rambam, who says this is the only time to light, you're still within your frame for the Rambam. So he quotes the numbers. I think we'll not necessarily go through this, inside at least, but he tells us that the numbers are that 20... The Ran and the Rashba say you're like 58 minutes later. Rabbeinu Tam says 72 minutes later. He thinks 20 minutes is a good average time to light, where you would accommodate all the shitot. So that's how we get to 20 minutes. So it certainly is good to light during that time. But like we said before, sometimes that means, if it means running out and not necessarily sticking around, so that's a cheshbon that everybody has to make about what goes on and what's important.
What about Shabbos?
Shabbos, you light early. You have no choice. You have to light early.
Early.
You have to, because
talking about Motzi Shabbos this week. Don't we have to first go for Maariv?
Yeah.
And then after Maariv, we have to go home and do Avdalah.
Right. So as far as I know, there's also a big machloket in that scenario. I think that that we say Havdalah and then we light Hanukkah candles. In shul, at least in the United States, they do the reverse. They light the Hanukkah candles,
right.
and then they say Havdalah. And I think even in the house, there's probably a different shitot. I think it's been a while, but I think Rav Soloveitchik has a nice explanation where he says that the only reason that you light in the shul is because there's a separate inyan to light bitzibur. And once you finish davening, we're not going to call you a tzibur. He defines tzibur as the people that are davening together. So he says, once you finish davening in shul, then you're no longer tzibur, so there would be no more obligation to light Hanukkah. So we light Hanukkah in shul before Havdalah, which is the end of, which is like, you know, you I guess you usually say Havdalah, then do Alein, or you say Havdalah at the very end, where we can still would consider it to be a tzibur. So I think that's why he explains the switch.
I hope they do it because in our Shemot Esrei, we've already...
Ah, yeah. We already said Havdalah, yeah. Right. Well, right. Even if you were,
when you go
even
home,
if you're
you
doing
haven't.
It, even if you're doing it at home, you would have to say some type of Hamadil. You just wouldn't. You'd have to make some type of Havdalah. You couldn't light any candles. It's just, I guess, the question is whether you should say the full Havdalah or just say something brief.
Right.
But yeah, we can talk also if we have a shiur. We can talk. Although we'll have. It'll be good for the following week. So we can talk about that a little bit next week. If there's a shear. So the Bir, we'll skip the Bir Halach in Source 9. He also talks about the Marv situation, and he also says that it's good to push lighting earlier because then you make sure you got the Rambam in. So this is, we talked about that before, and he says that there's no problem lighting earlier. We saw Source 10 where the Pnini Halacha says that here, we'll see the top, we'll see it inside a little bit. The top of Source 10, Ela Shagvarim Chayavim Bitfilat Arvid, Virabim Nogim Lipela Arvid Miyabesedekol Chavim, right? It's very common. Everybody, that's what your regular minion is. You go to the first Marv minion. V'im Kain, Aleim Lahaktim et Tfilat Arvid. Oh, he says it. Sorry, I missed that. He says, and if so, you can make Marv earlier, Lahaktim Tfilat Arvid Lahadlika Nero. Oh, he doesn't say, I misunderstood that. Sorry. V'im Kain, Aleim Lahaktim et Tfilat Arvid Lahadlika Nero. So you could say, now I'm confused. Is he meaning here that you could make Darv and Marv earlier, or just do Darv and Marv in the regular time, but it's before candle lighting? Im ken aleim lahaktim et tfilat arvit lehadlaka tenerot. I think he just means that you should Darv and Marv first. That's what I think he means. Shekein tfilat arvit tadir yoter.
Not to make it early, but
I think it's just to do that to do that one first. I think that's what he's saying. Yeah. Shekein tfilat arvit tadir yoter, because Marv is more common, is more frequent. It's every day. Mekayim b'gam mitzvah shmei haTorah shel kriyat shema shel arvit. Like we said from the Mishnah Berurah that you fulfill the mitzvah of kriyat shema d'oraita. So if you normally daven in Marv at seit, so that's what you should do. V'achar tfilah yizdareis lachzer lebeitam. Like we saw in the Mishnah. We saw this in the Mishnah Berurah, who said you should set it up in advance. The Rabbi Melame says don't dilly dally in shul. Don't do something. Don't start a long conversation with a friend. You should go home to light Hanukkah candles. Although I should point out, and we'll also maybe talk about this for just a 1 or 2 minute tangent. I think the Poskim say that if normally there's some type of short shear or something afterwards, so you should stay. You should stay to learn. But otherwise, don't really dilly dally. Kadesha shad halakha tiyasmucha ad kama she'efshar l'seida kochavim. Because we still want to try to do it as close to kochavim, seida kochavim as possible. And he says, and if you not normally daven marv later, so just light at the regular time in seida kochavim. So now, we're going to talk about the latest time to daven. We spent a lot of time here on what's the ideal time to daven. To light candles. We basically said about 20 minutes after tzeit, and even after, you want to try to do it as close to tzeit as possible. And we also explained the common minhag, or the at least common enough minhag of people who really go and they light earlier. They light at Shkia. That's based on the Vilna Gaon's understanding of the Gemara that Shkia really means the beginning of Shkia, and it's probably combined with the fact that the Rambam says that's the only time to light. But for most poskim and most of us, we're lighting at Seida Kochavim, or sometime the Mishnah Berurah says sometime a little bit before Seida Kochavim would be ideal. If you have issues with that, like lighting and singing and dancing with your kids and family, etc., then go to shul and go home afterwards and try to light right away. That's one time we should be lighting Hanukkah. So now, what's the latest time? So we're gonna probably skip a little bit. We'll see this Tosfos here just because it's going to set us up a little bit. The second half of the Tosfos says, "Ulurin yere da'ata ein lachush matayad." Like nowadays, it matters less to us when we're lighting because the anu ein lanu hekera elu libnei habayit sharei madligim mivifnim. Nowadays, we're not lighting it for the people in the marketplace, the people outside. We're lighting for the people inside, so the times are going to be a little bit less important. Well, but nonetheless, they'll still be important. Don't forget everything we just set up till now. It's just a little bit less important. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Shachach ohizid v'lo hidlik im shkiat hachama." What happens if you didn't light with shkiat hachama, which the Shulchan Aruch said was, which means seita kochavim for him? Madlik v'olich ad shetichla rega min ashok. So you can keep going until the people leave the marketplace. Shehu kumo chatzi sha'asha azham over in v'shavim v'ika pirsumini. So really, seita kochavim plus 30 minutes for the Shulchan Aruch is the ideal time to light. So that's why, again, if you're davening marv, seita kochavim, go home and light right away, because the Shulchan Aruch says the ideal time to light is those 30 minutes. Therefore, you need to put enough oil to last for 30 minutes. We'll come back to that as just on a tangent, an interesting tangent in a second. V'im natan bayoter yachol kavod. The Shulchan Aruch says if you put more than 30 minutes, you could put your candles out after the Bzman. Maybe we'll have talk about the next week too, that the poskim don't necessarily recommend that. So this is all lechachila. You have 30 minutes from Seder Kochavim. Aval im avar zezman velo hidlik. If you miss the Seder Kochavim in 30-minute window, madlik v'holech kol halayla. You could light the whole night. V'im avar kol halayla velo hidlik ein lo tashlomim. But if you missed it, you missed it. Right? That's the time. Light it at night. So the interesting tangent that just for 1 minute is that the Shulchan Aruch says that you need to put in enough oil to last for 30 minutes. We paskin also that we say the hadlaka osa mitzvah. The Gemara has a discussion. What's the mitzvah? Is it the lighting it or the hanacha, the placing it? So when we say hadlaka osa mitzvah, that means you need to have enough oil in there to last for 30 minutes, and it needs to be in a place where you're allowed to have your menorah. You couldn't put it, maybe like extremely high. Holding it is also something that's not good because people might think that you're just using it for your own personal use. So if you lit your menorah while you were holding it, and then you put it down on the table, right, that would not be okay. You need to put it where you're supposed to light it and make sure there's enough oil in it. So based on this, Rabbi Turchiner quotes this, and the consensus in source 14, the consensus of many authorities is that electric lights do not fulfill the mitzvah. Right, you cannot use an electric chanukiah for your mitzvah. And one of the reasons, there's a few reasons, one of the reasons is, and this is very interesting, at the time we light, there must be enough fuel present for the flame to last for the whole period. We just said, the Shulchan Aruch, you need to put in enough oil to have 30 minutes worth of, or a big enough candle, a candle that has enough wax for 30 minutes. What about electricity? Electricity is continuously generated. It's not all present. So because the electricity we don't view it as there's 30 minutes of electricity. We view it as that at each moment that it's on, the electricity is being supplied to it. So because of that, there's not 30 minutes worth of the equivalent of fuel. And that would be one of the reasons that the postgame don't allow you to use a electric chanukiah. I saw quoted that if somebody has no other option, it's better to use the electric and don't make a bracha. Maybe it accomplishes something than to do nothing. Right, in a hospital. Right, hospital. Right, right. But yeah, they do that in hospitals. I presume the people don't make a bracha. I don't think that you make a bracha on it. But this is one of the reasons why Poskim suggests it's not okay, because you need to have your 30 minutes of oil present when you light it. For the same reason as if you put in a tiny drop of oil and then light it and then add more oil, that would also not be okay. You need to have the oil there prior to lighting.
Can't rely on the original
nays. Right, that's...
What'd you say?
You can't rely on the original nays. Yeah, we generally don't rely on miracles. But I think that's another one of the reasons why some postgame don't like electricity, because they say it should resemble the original ace, which is when you took a fire to a wick and actually lit it. So the electric menorah really doesn't resemble the original happenings. Okay, so the Gemara in Source 15 actually tells us, the fact that people light inside is not a newer thing, it's the Gemara tells us that in the middle, at the end of the top line, v'shat ha-sakana manich al-shulchano v'dayo. When in the times of sakana, you would light it on the inside, and that seems to have been the common practice, I think, for hundreds and hundreds of years, is that the Jewish people were lighting their Hanukkah candles inside. And based on this, and I made a mistake in Source 16, it's the Ramah. This is the Ramah, not the Shulchan Aruch. It's on the Shulchan Aruch that we just did before. The Ramah says, Yesh omrim shebizman hazeh shemanlikin mi abifnim ein sarech lizahir lahad likodim shetich laregem en hashok. The Ramah says that now the days that we light inside, it's not as important to us what time people are in the marketplace outside, because we're not lighting for them. We're lighting for the people on the inside. Therefore, you could light later with it being less of a concern. And we saw this noted in the Aruch HaShulchan, noted this, the Tosfos quoted the Ri, that it's a bit less of a concern nowadays because we're not lighting for the people on the outside, we're lighting for the people on the inside. But when we call Malcolm Tovli Zar Gam Bizman Hazeh, the Ramah says it's still good, that's what I said, don't forget everything. It's still better if you could light at that time, for possibly two reasons. One is one we noted in the Aruch HaShulchan earlier, is that we try to do the mitzvot the way that the Chazal told us. Even when scenarios change, we still try to do it. And Chazal said that this is the time to light, so we should try to do it. If you missed it, still make your bracha later on, it's okay. And the second reason that this is already the Rishonim we're talking about, is we still have a concept of Zrizin Makdimin LaMitzvot. Just because we're lighting nowadays for the people in our houses, which are people are in your house later all night, there are people that are around, you don't have to be as concerned, we still have a concept of we want to do mitzvot as quickly as possible, as earliest as we possibly can. So the it's better to light earlier. And the Mishnah Berurah basically quotes this for the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch and for the Shita of the Ramah, that nowadays, that because we're lighting for the people on the inside, we should, first of all, we should have 30 minutes worth of oil for the people on the inside, right? You should have your 30 minutes worth of oil. And secondly, he quotes from for both the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes that nowadays we're lighting for the people on the inside, so the times are a little bit less important, but we're going to see actually in the Mishnah Berurah in a second that the times are important. If we look in the Mishnah Berurah in Yud, Ein Otzarech, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yad kishinei abayit mikubatzim yachad, right, we should light when our families are all gathered together. V'afilu, lilmod aser, he says it's aser to learn, once it's time to light Hanukkah candles, v'kol shekein achila v'shar dvarim v'avilu hichil posek. And even if you started, you should stop. So he says that once the time for Hanukkah candles started, right, because the Ramah still says that it's really the best thing is to do it earlier. I guess this is going on the Shulchan Aruch though, but that you shouldn't learn, you shouldn't eat, you're not really supposed to eat until you light Hanukkah candles. So that's another reason why you might want to light them earlier. So that you can eat after, you're not really supposed to eat before. But the interesting thing is that he quotes that it's usher to learn Torah, which was always in YU. There's always a sign that gets put up is that they don't do this in YU. I think Rav Schechter posts the sign, or he quotes it in one of his farm too, that when they started the Kollel in the early 1960s, Rav Lichtenstein asked Rav Soloveitchik if they should stop learning to go light Hanukkah candles at 4:45, 5 p.m., whatever it is there. And the Rav said no, that you should continue learning until the end of afternoon Seder, which, I don't know, then when I was there, it said 6:30, so you learn until 6:30. And then you would go home to light Hanukkah candles. Most yeshivas don't do this. It's based on a Meiri that says that if you're learning, you shouldn't stop your learning to go light Hanukkah candles. I mean, you're talking about if you were learning for whatever reasons from 4 p.m., the Seder was from 4 p.m. till midnight, I presumably they would say you got to stop. But if you're talking about 6:30 or a time like that, so the Minhag in YU is largely that most of the people stay and learn. I actually remembered hearing this, and then I checked, and I saw that Rabbi Jachter, one of the Rebbeim, one of my teachers from high school, he in one of his articles, he noted that Rabbi Bleich, who's one of the other very prominent Rosh Yeshiva in YU, Rosh Kollel, did not subscribe to this opinion. So when he, when Rabbi Jachter was there, he said Rabbi Bleich at 4:45 every day would get up and walk out to go light Hanukkah candles because he disagreed. He thought that you should stop your learning to go light Hanukkah candles. Rabbi Jachter also noted when he was in Yeshivat Har Etzion, where Rav Lichtenstein was a Rosh Yeshiva, so even though Rav Lichtenstein asked the Rav and the Rav said not to, in the Gush, they did stop learning to go light Hanukkah candles, but afterwards everybody was living on campus, afterwards everybody went back to continue learning. Interesting tangent.
That could be, if that was going to end the learning and then the learning was done for the night.
I think that's the way it is in a lot of places because you have to get on a bus, you have to go home.
Right. So if you're going to just take the break, light the candles, then come back to the Beis Midrash.
Then it sounds like a good idea. Yeah, that's what they did. That's what they did there.
When you went till 6:30, when did you daven Maariv? Do you remember?
They switched Maariv around. I think.
So did you light candles first and then daven Maariv?
I think Marv was at 6:15 in the winter, maybe. We might have davened Marv at 6:15. And then when it wasn't winter time, you just davened Marv later on. I think Marv was at 6:15, I think. So I think we davened Marv. I think Marv was at... I don't remember exactly, but I think Marv was at 6:15. Okay, so now we have a few other points. It's already a little bit late. The Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph tells us something that very, very important. So even though that we're lighting for the people, we're lighting for the people in our houses now. Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Kol alai ad amud hashach v'brach v'hayne davke im b'nei habayit neorim." This is only you can only make the bracha if there's people in your house that are awake. Right, we said that the ideal time is to light earlier. Tzedek kol chavim, 20 minutes after shkia, around that point is the best time to light. Otherwise, you really could light any much much later on. But you would only be able to make a bracha if there's other people in your house that you're lighting for. Aval im yishenim ein levarach aleim. You can't make the bracha ela yadlik below bracha kamo didhu loya mevarach ela bezman pir sumanes. Okay, and then he suggests v'im bala beito kodem amut hashachar. You come to your house very late. Umatza b'nei beito yishenim min hanachon sheyakitzem kidei sheyuchal lahalik bibracha. He suggests that you go wake somebody up. Go wake somebody up to make so you can make the bracha. That's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests.
It makes sense. Yeah. I mean,
you got to do your mitzvah. So he suggests waking somebody up. The Pnine Halach, I think, is not as, he says that, first of all, he says something very interesting. He thinks that really until 9 o'clock is already really an ideal time. Nowadays, the Metziut changed as well. We went from lighting outdoors a long, long, long time ago to lighting indoors for hundreds, if not maybe over 1,000 years. I don't really know how long. Now we've kind of shifted back to a lot of people are lighting outdoors, etc. Mm-hmm. He really thinks that 9 p.m. is the time that you can light until where you know that it's... the question is, does Ad Shetichla Regel Min Hashuk, how are we going to adapt that? He thinks that until 9 p.m., certainly no problems, that he says, 9 p.m., there's going to be people moving around outside. Forget about the fact that even inside you'll have people, outside you'll have people too. And then he says that after 9 p.m., you could light it. He says if there's you have a very good chance that somebody's going to come by, or if there's people inside your house. And then he says that the third line down in Source 18, Avalim kol b'nei beito halchuli shon v'yitztaru im ya'irin. Right, they're going to be bothered. Right? They're going to be bothered if you woke them up. You're not going to want to wake them up. They're not going to want to get woken up. So he doesn't say go wake them up. He just says, okay, so in that situation, daven without a bracha, it sounds like he's not, maybe not as into the going to wake the up a family member to light it, but I'm sure that everybody here heard of this idea about coming home late, waking up somebody. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah suggests. The Benin Halacha seems to not necessarily say that. We won't do this inside. If anybody wants it, in the footnote here in 13, he really goes through like a very good summary of everything that we did up till the source 18. The footnote there in the 13 underneath it, 18 source here. He goes through. He kind of goes through the Gemara says Al Shetichla Regel Min Hashuk, and the Rishonim say X Y Z, and there's a machlokus when Shkia is, and therefore we paskin like this. And he even suggests that we'll do two more points. He even suggests that even Bizman Hazeh, maybe even the Oh, no, sorry. He says, well, if we think about it, it's very hard to understand that why the Shulchan Aruch paskins against the Rambam. The Rambam said you only can light it from Shkia for 30 minutes, and the Shulchan Aruch says light it from Seit. So he gives a few suggestions here about why the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. He suggests maybe the Gemara follows different answers, etc. He also suggests, I think, like the Aruch HaShulchan, that maybe because we light indoors, maybe even the Rambam would agree to that. And the final point that we're going to say, and basically what was summarized up to now, this is the whole, there's a lot of interesting timing issues with Hanukkah. Best time to light is, probably follow your minhag. If your minhag is to light it 15 minutes before Tzeit or something along those lines, follow your minhag. Really, the best thing to do is to really light it maybe 20 minutes after Shkia, which is maybe still Shkia, maybe still Tzeit. You're probably going to be Yotzei almost according to everybody, except that comes at the cost of missing out on all the singing and dancing and spending time with your family right after if you'd have to run to shul. So in that case, you can probably just daven Marv later if you're not going to forget. If you normally daven Marv later, that's great. Normally daven Marv later. If you always daven Marv earlier, or if the only option is to daven Marv earlier, so sorry. If you normally daven Marv early, you could run out. But otherwise, comes at the cost of having Hanukkah with your family and with your spending your kids so that they partake in the mitzvah. And we noted that the Rama says that nowadays that we really light for the people in our house, the timings have all changed. We still try to light in our ideal time, but there's not going to really be any problems with lighting later on because you're lighting for the people inside your house, although still ideally try to do it as close to Tzeit as possible. There's Avram's issue about appointing a shaliach at the right time versus lighting earlier versus lighting later, which is a very hard question to answer. So maybe we'll talk about that in the future. If anybody has an actual practical issue with that, they can ask a rabbi. And the final thing, and this I found to be very, very interesting, that it's not a halacha, but some of the poskim recommend it, is that if we're going to assume that ad shetichla regel, that the Gemara says mishetishke chama ad shetichla regel min ashok, and all the poskim say that's a 30-minute time frame because then everybody would go home and it was nighttime. But now we saw the Pinene Halacha says 9 p.m. is when he thinks shetichla regel min ashok. It's possible that your candle should go for hours and hours and hours because you're supposed to light from Shkia until Ache Tichla Regam and Ashok. And the Penine Halacha, I think he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman for this, he says in Source 19, Avshe b'ner b'shir shel chatzi shal yotzi midei chova, even though 30 minutes is really the time frame, yesh omrim shetov lahadir bizmanenu lahat g'neru she'adliku sha'atayim v'af yoter. It's good to have 2 hours or even more. Nivne she'kayom anashim ragilim lehit alech barachov zman rav achar tzei tekochavim, and you get your pirsum inisa, there's going to be people still outside. I think that they say that the Brisker Rav had a few very interesting shitot for Ner Chanukah, one of which was that he lit at the beginning of Shkia, but he put in to last, I don't know, till midnight or something like that. He put in to last a long time, and there's a bit of a discussion if he did that because he thought Achetichla Regel Min Ashok went that whole time, or he thought Hidur Mitzvah, he wanted to do the mitzvah in a more beautiful way, maybe more Pursumeniza, that he did it that way. But I think they say that he lit it for a very, very long time. You don't have to, right? We say mitzvah's 30 minutes, but certainly, which is interesting because remember you said, we saw from the Rambam, you blow it out after, we saw the Shulchan Aruch, you could put it out after. I think they say that the Chazon Ish, I probably should have quoted this, I think the Chazon Ish also made a point of saying the mitzvah's over, so he put it out after 30 minutes, and I think that he's quoting here of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, suggesting, he's not saying this is what you should do, but suggesting that because nowadays there's so many more people out that it's praiseworthy if you wanted to light it more longer, you'll have more people see it, more Pirsum Inisa, and good to light it for longer. So these are not so many halachah l'maisa because we have light around Tzeit HaKochavim and you could light later. But it's just that there's so much behind the scenes background here that is important to know. So I thought it was good to talk about. And hopefully we'll see about next week. Hopefully if we have a shir, we'll talk. There's a lot of other very interesting halachah chadaka, the order that you light the candles in. When should you start Hanera Talalu? Start it right after you lit the first candle, after you lit all the candles. There's a lot of other interesting topics here, so hopefully we'll be able to...